It's meet and greet time. Always enjoy meeting someone new here, someone listening to this program. Today, it's Ethan who is on, and according to B.B. Shea, who just spoke with Ethan, he's been listening since he's a little kid and was with his grandfather who was listening. That really means a lot to us. Thank you very much, Ethan, and nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Chris.
What do you do now for a living?
Well, I started as a CNA right out of high school, and I'm now a transportation driver at the nursing facility that I started at. But I still have my CNA license, and I take all the patients to their doctor's appointments.
Okay. Cool. Is that really challenging for you? Do you enjoy your work?
I really do. I enjoy it. I love the residents and just enjoy spending time with them and talking to them, listening to all their stories and singing to them. And, yeah, have a good time.
Wow, you sing to them.
I should be seeing you in about 10 years.
Yeah. You're going to get to meet Biggie no matter what. That's awesome.
That's right.
Make room in the bus. We're driving around. And Biggie will be in there with you. And you say you sing to them. And did B.B. Shea said you're a member of a band?
Yes, I am actually the lead singer of Southbound 49. I just started with them in January this year.
Well, fantastic.
Cool.
So did you always know you wanted to do stuff like that singing growing up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My grandma, I was probably about 6 or 8 years old. She got me into Elvis Presley. I had an Elvis costume made at like 6 or 8 years old. I pretty much lived in that thing for like 2 years. but yeah, I mean, I'd sing all genres of music, man. Music is my therapy. It really is. I've got an anxiety disorder, and I just love doing it, man. I love singing to people and just bringing that joy to everybody else, you know.
Fantastic. Do you play an instrument or just sing?
I do. I play the guitar and the piano.
Was it difficult for you to learn? Which was the harder instrument to learn, the piano or the guitar?
I would say the guitar. I actually took piano lessons, and then I taught myself guitar. But the crazy thing is, I'm better on guitar now than I am piano.
Huh. Really? Did you use YouTube to do it?
Yeah, a lot of YouTube, yep.
That's what everybody does now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's another one, you know, you don't think of. Like, people who used to teach guitar lessons now, it's just out there on YouTube. Rachel was just saying, you know, you get yoga from YouTube, but you don't have to go and pay somebody anymore to do that, which is, once again, I always think those poor yoga instructors, those poor guitar lesson teachers.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
Is that right?
What's the first song you learned to play on guitar?
Oh, probably Nothing Else Matters by Metallica.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And is that kind of stuff you like to sing most and like to perform most? Is more hard rock stuff? Or because you said you do all different genres.
Oh, man. I tell you what, I'll do anything from Purple Rain by Prince to Al Green, Love and Happiness. I sing all genres. I love all types of music.
All right.
Now we're talking. We should have you at some event that we have singing.
I'd love to, man.
He doesn't mean that.
100% mean. And you're from my hometown of Asheboro, North Carolina. Are you a Blue Comet?
I am a Blue Comet. 2016 is when I graduated.
Right around the same time I did. Right around the side.
Where were you in 2016, Chris Kelly?
Sitting right here in this seat. Doing a meet and greet, I imagine. Right here in this seat. Graduated from Asheboro High School. It was 37 years ago last week when I graduated.
I'm sure they still talked about them when you were there.
actually, Chris, I believe you graduated with my stepdad.
That's probably right. I hear that a lot. Who's your stepdad?
Bradford Sink.
Oh, God. Brad Sink and I go back 100 years. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Brad Sink
is... divorced?
Brad Sink and I were such good friends. We used to climb the old apple tree at the Bean House across the street from mine. He'd come over all the time. Brad Sink, I know his father, Roy Sink. And then Brad Sink was born... Brad Sink is 8 days older than me. He was born April 3rd. I was born April 11th. Almost positive on that.
Wow.
How's he doing now?
He's doing good. Yeah, he's doing really good.
Well, tell him I said hello.
He used his real name.
No,
sure
no, no. Don't do that.
Who said hi?
We swing down by the creek, the old rope swing, you know. That's me and Brad Sink. Good gracious. Now, at that time, he had red hair, but he's probably, has he gone gray now?
Yeah, he's definitely gone a little gray, for sure.
That's what I thought. You know, I can teach him a few things about that. You know how that goes. Who's your favorite member of this program?
I got to say Biggie.
Ethan, we're from the same hometown.
Thank you, Ethan.
I know, Brad. I know your stepdaddy.
Ethan, keep singing. You're, once again, like others, going to be more famous than Chris Kelly from his hometown.
That's what I was going to say, if your band really takes off.
God, here's another one. Knocking down to like seventh place from my hometown. That's right. Man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it sounds like you've got some fascinating things going. I love the band part. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you. And tell Brad Sink I said hello. We grew up, we went to Guy Beattie Elementary School together.
That's amazing.
Not really.
No.
Yeah. Just a guy I know.
Yeah. Make sure you record his reaction when you tell him he said hi.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's a slumlord now.
Same house. That's where he used to play. That's exactly right. Wonderful, Ethan. Well, it sure is great to meet you. Thank you for listening, Ethan. We really appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you. And also, hey, if y'all have nothing to do this Saturday, we will be at the Sunset Theater from 7 to 10. Me and another band, Killing Fiction. So they're playing before us, and then we'll go on last. And it's going to be a good time called Rock the Sunset.
That's awesome.
That's cool, yeah.
We know the Sunset.
Yeah,
the Sunset
we
Theater.
Do.
I grew up going there. Me and Brad sing. Thank you, Ethan, and good luck with the music career and good luck with the event this weekend. There he goes. That's a meet and greet today. You could be just that tomorrow. I hope tomorrow's is Brad Sink.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I got a few things to say to that SOB. I can tell you that much.
Oh, he said hi, huh?
Oh, he did.
Right, I bet he did.
That sounds like something he would say.
You know, I knew your first wife.
I said, 25 years ago, his dad is named Roy Sink. I ran into Roy Sink 25 years ago, and I knew him. And I said, well, what's Brad doing now? He goes, he helps me. I said, well, what do you do? He goes, nothing. That's how we do.
I like it.
That's how we do.